get any better, I guess?
No, he did not.
Was it worse, or was it just that?
He just didn't get any better. Didn't get to the point where he felt he could play and play the way he would like to play, and the medical people agreed.
What's the process with him going forward now?
Well, it's like anything else. I mean, he's going to get better, he's going to get better. So hopefully it's as fast as possible.
What kind of predicament does that put you in at linebacker without him?
We've prepared for that. I mean, we've had a preseason and a good full day yesterday with Unga in that position. So I think we're young guy with, you know, obviously who has not had that much experience in there, but he'll give great effort.
Any apprehension to start a rookie in that spot? Obviously the guy that makes all the play calls and that kind of stuff.
He's done enough of that to assure us that communication will be done. Anything else?
How's Cruz doing?
You just got a million of them, don't you? He's doing fine.
Oh, we're waiting for Small. You to tell us one day he's running.
Well, he's not.
Okay.
How can I do?
That's all
what more
say.
Can I tell you?
His case, again, it's also not that it's worse. It's just the same.
No, he's getting better. He's getting better. He's improved, there's no doubt.
So do you think he could? Did you guys play so many days? You guys play so many days, so many games in so few days. Is there a worry that this could go to week 4 or something like that?
I really can't comment on it. You know, as soon as he's ready to go, he'll be on the field and practicing. Until that time, we're all trying to figure out when exactly he'll be ready.
Where is Jasper Brinkley at right now? And you feel? Does he know enough where he can step into
that?
Well,
he's obviously not had a lot of time, but he's learning the defensive system, and he's being able to communicate it. So, it may be that there would be some limitations if he was in there, but some things I'm sure he'll know well enough to be able to communicate.
When we talked to Spag yesterday, he talked about the safety position about all. You're probably going to have to use all of those guys. What do you need to see to sort of settle on a guy there? What are you looking for?
Well, you've got to have somebody that can actually get everybody lined up, make all the communication calls, and then play the game at a very high level. So that's what you're looking for.
Has that been a bigger challenge than you even expected? I mean, you were here game week one, and do you have that guy that you think that you're confident can be that guy at this point?
We're making progress towards that. Hopefully we're going to get there.
It seems Eli may be getting a new contract, so it's good to get him settled and so he can just concentrate on the season.
Well, I think that there'd be no doubt that for all of us to have that behind us, particularly Eli and his family, to have that behind him and no longer have questions about that every day or every time he appears, I think that's a good thing.
I assume in your estimation it's a deserving thing if he earns it, though, and so why?
I've said it many times, and I'll say it again. He's our quarterback. He's the guy that's our leader. He's been MVP of 2 Super Bowls. He's a great player, and we are excited to have this accomplished and looking forward to being on the field.
Tom, I think last year you took the team down to the 9/11 Memorial before the season started. Any thoughts on this day and what it means?
Very emotional day for all of us, and we should always remember. We should never forget the lessons learned in 9/11. But one of the things to really grab a hold of is the way it unified our country and made us literally one, you know, with everyone saying, what can we do? What can we do? From that standpoint, it's a tremendous example for our football team of people coming together and realizing that they have to serve each other. They have to work with each other and for each other to make it the best possible circumstance. So although it's a sad day to remember, and we share all those emotions with our entire country, not just New Yorkers, for what happened some 14 years ago. But on the other hand, we have great respect and admiration for those. And again, the way we feel about the firemen and the policemen and all of those who served their fellow men on that particular day, our respect couldn't be higher.